This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're starting at the National Weather Service this morning with meteorologist Philip Pandolfo. Philip, wow, some wild swings over the weekend weather-wise, and then where we are today for St. Patrick's Day. Kind of boil it all together for us.
Sure. So, of course, it's been pretty warm the last few days, especially over the weekend here in Buffalo. We did manage to set a high temperature record in Buffalo yesterday at 75 degrees. Now, it was a pretty weak record overall. The previous record was only 70 degrees back in 1990. We actually hit a similar high temperature, 75, back on Friday, which was actually not a record since the record that day was 78, but warm nonetheless and a lot cooler today.
I mean, this up and down from where we were in our high, which was unbelievable at parts over the weekend, to this morning, it really does feel like springtime. Should we expect this to continue for the foreseeable future, or are we steadying off at some point?
Well, for the foreseeable future, at least through our 7-day forecast, we expect a lot more in terms of up and down temperatures. Today does look to be one of the coldest days in our 7-day forecast. We're going to be seeing high temperatures really only in the 30s across much of the area through the day today. And possibly some of this light drizzle and snow showers this morning, possibly changing over to snow before completely tapering off by this afternoon. Though we'll be warming right back up again tomorrow, and especially on Wednesday, we could be seeing high temperatures back in the 70s before cooling off again.
Wow, up and down. I was driving through some snow showers this morning. Do you see any snow sticking at all this week anywhere?
Pretty low probability of any snow sticking. There's possibly a light coating on the hilltops, possibly through the morning. Though even as we warm into the mid and upper 30s, it should be mitigated in terms of any impact. So we have another low chance of snow showers at the next incoming system, but that won't likely be until later Thursday and Thursday night. We could be seeing an additional batch of rain changing over to snow.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll keep an eye out for it. And I want to thank you so much for joining us, Philip Pandolfo, meteorologist at the National Weather Service.